All right, man, this is Rockman Rocks here. I'm sitting here with Backstage 360, and we're going to be talking with Jack Russell. Jack, how are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic, man. Thanks for
Cool,
asking. How
man.
you doing?
Real good. I'm glad that you took some time for us. I know you've been busy. Influences growing up. You mentioned Robert Plant and Steven Tyler before. Anybody else?
Yeah, there's also Steven Tyler and Robert Plant. No, I mean, Alice Cooper, Ian Gillan, anybody of that kind of genre, the 70s that was doing anything like, kind of cool and hardcore, for that time, it was an influence. I mean, there was a lot of people that weren't even really singers per se, like Jimi Hendrix. I wouldn't consider him a singer, but I dug what he did with the voice that he had,
Absolutely.
So yeah, there was a
Absolutely.
lot of people. I mean, pretty much anything I've ever heard and liked, has been an influence of mine.
Yeah. How'd you get involved in the music business to begin with?
This is going to sound crazy, but this is what happened. I wanted to be an archaeologist when I was a little kid. And when I was 6 years old, on my sixth birthday, my parents bought me the Beatles Help album. And I put it on my little record player, And I heard that song Help, and it was like nothing short of the clouds opening up and angels coming down. And it was like I knew I was going to be a rock star from that moment on. I just knew it. And I was like, whoa. It's kind of like having a flash forward to what your life was going to be.
An epiphany.
It was heavy. It was heavy. And so from that point on, I kind of just went and focused everything on music. And, I was a little kid, man, And I joined the Glee Club and all this other stuff. And whatever I could do musically, I did. I started my first band when I was 11. And from then on, it was just music, music, music. And one day I was signing a contract,
All right. And you grew up out here in California, correct?
Yeah, Southern
Yeah.
California.
Whereabouts exactly?
In Whittier.
Okay.
Yeah, Pico Rivera in Whittier.
Yeah. And the rest of the guys, same? Or from all over?
Yeah, well, this the band now. I mean, the one guy's our regular drummer who's not here tonight, is from Germany. Tony Montana is from California. He was in the not original Great White, but 1987, 88, 89, 90, 91 version. And Robbie, he's from Tucson. Our bass player, we have a fill-in tonight. I'm not really sure where he's from, but I haven't even met him yet. I hope I like him. He may be
Yeah.
flying off the stage.
Favorite music of all time for you?
Aerosmith, that would probably be my favorite.
Yeah. The early stuff or the later
You
stuff?
know, I like it all. The earlier stuff, I think, has a little more guts to it, but the later stuff, his voice sounds better. He starts using more of his, the thinness in his voice instead of the, like, long, no, that's just load of the fast,
Yeah.
You wouldn't really think to hear his old stuff that he could sing the stuff he's singing in his later years. It's like, wow, man, I didn't know he could sing that high,
Yeah, in his 60s.
Oh, he's 60, what, he's 63 right now. No, 67.
He's 67,
Yeah, he's 13 years older than me, so
yeah.
I always know.
You guys got anything coming down the road, music-wise, new stuff?
Yeah, absolutely we do. We released one single a few months back, and we're getting ready to release a second one. We have a video that goes along with it, and it's like animated. It's really, really cool, and it's a lyric video, but it's animated, it's called
You
Blaming on the Night. It's about child abuse, and specifically my wife when she was a young child, and kind of goes through her life story. And I mean, it's not just her life story, it's so many children's stories, unfortunately, but it's based on her life story. And she actually helped write the song lyrically, so that was kind of a cool treat. I'd never done anything like that before, so
Are you
it
going
was
to be
kind of cool.
doing those songs tonight?
No, we're not doing that until we release it. We want to have a really big a release on this one, because it's to me it's my favorite song that we've done so far. and I want to make a big deal out of it. So we're just waiting for the right moment and to get some build up on it. And when it comes out, people are going to know about it ways in advance, you know.
Very cool. Plans for the next year? What do you guys got going on?
Putting a record out, touring. I got a biography coming out. It's a film they're doing about me. They're doing a bunch of musicians. It's about not only my life, but the fire in Rhode Island and how that affected not just myself, but music in general and musicians in general and the people that were affected by the fire, their stories. I mean, it's going to be a really amazing a piece of film. You know, I don't think it's going to make anybody, you know, laugh and giggle by a long shot, but you know, it's going to be a really heartfelt piece of film, and I'm looking forward to having that come out. And after that, we're working on the book. I've been working on my biography, and then who knows? I mean, you know, we're doing so much stuff right now. I mean, Robert and I are writing a lot, and we want to get started writing songs for other people as well, you know. So, you know, never know what's going to happen.
Your tour is called what? A Pirate's Life?
Life.
No, okay.
No, actually, it's called The Gauntlet now. Yeah. This tour is called The Gauntlet.
All right.
Because that's going to be the name of the new album. And
throwing down the gauntlet.
You've got the idea. Throwing down the gauntlet.
Yeah. Yeah. And Sennheiser, is he your sponsor?
Yeah.
Yeah, we found that out by saw you on the Sennheiser site.
Yeah. They're great, man. They're a great company. They do really well by me. They got some great equipment. You know, I'm looking for a day when we're all, you know, wearing in-ears and wireless, but I can't see that ever happening, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'd like it to happen, but I don't think it will. I don't know. I've been off in-ears for so long now. Somebody stole all my stuff at a gig, and I didn't have in-ears for the last, I don't know, what, couple of years?
Yeah, that's good.
And I've been so loving the
live vibe.
Crowd. Yeah, you know. And I've kind of gotten used to it again, and I'm like, you know, I don't know if I want to go back to that or not. And then you have to go to sound check. I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to go to sound check. So, you know, I kind of liking that, you know.
And a website?
Website right now, you can go to, on Facebook, it's Jack Russell's Great White at Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, I'm sorry, Jack Russell's Great White Pirate page
right.
on Facebook. Don't forget that pirate page. And the website, we're still working on. We're planning to reopen it. We're redesigning it right now. And that should be launching, you know, next month or two. You know, I don't know. We'll have to...
Same name?
No, it'll be different. I think it's just going to be Jack's Great White or something like that, you know.
Okay.
Something simple, you know.
All right.
I'm probably going to rename the Facebook page, too. It's just too big of a mouthful, you know.
Writing process. When you sit down to write a song, do you kind of have an idea before you sit down and do it, or does it just come to you and you just do it?
You know, I'll be doing whatever I'm doing, and I'll, you know, usually I'll kind of sit down and I'll see what I can come up with just in my head, you know, or you know, and if that doesn't work, I'll just be doing whatever, you know. You never know when an idea is going to pop. I'll be driving my car. Oh, wow. Usually when I'm driving my car is when I come up with my ideas. I mean, and then whether it's musical or lyrical, you know, I'll take it to Robbie and you know, if it's musical, I'll be like, okay, gang, 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 or whatever, you know, and he'll figure it out. And then I'll work on the lyrics, or he'll work on the lyrics, or we'll work on the lyrics, you know, or, you know, he'll come up with a musical part. And it's really a collaboration between the two of us. And every once in a while, somebody else comes up with an idea, you know, but we kind of figured it out and we kind of got it honed to a science, so we really don't need much of anybody's help.
Well, at least you're not buying your songs.
No, not doing that. I'd rather sell than buy.
How's the music business changed since you got into it?
Now, hasn't it? I mean, it's completely different than it was than when I came into it. And I'm just really, I feel very fortunate that I came into it when I did, because had it been like the late 90s or whatever, I probably would have become a doctor or something. You know, there's So there's really, I mean, with all the internet stuff and all the great technology we have, the artists are still getting screwed. You know what I mean? I know there's a bunch of musicians that are working on that. Steven Tyler's got some kind of coalition going, and we've all been bitching and moaning about the same thing since the 90s, and copyright infringement, it's just, there's so much, and it's so hard to police it. I mean, I'm not going to go hire a lawyer for every little shithole label that decides to, bootleg 20 of my albums. I mean, I've seen more discs of mine that were never licensed, never, signed off by the band or anything. And it's like, what can you do? You're just sitting there watching people making money off your music, and you're going, God, man, where's my piece of it? I wrote that stuff. It's really difficult, and they need to find a better way than the way things are right now. Because, I mean, if you're not an, if you're just starting out in a band, I mean, I'm scratching my head at how I would do it. How would I get myself known on a mass scale without having a record deal, without having radio play, without having,
Tour
I mean,
support.
tours world. Well, I mean, nowadays it's a completely reversed. We're touring to make a living, whereas before your record sales were your big hunk of money. The touring was basically, you use that for production. That's what kept you out there on the road with 40 people on your crew and five buses and ridiculous, six trucks full of equipment and all this stupid stuff you didn't really need, but you felt like you had to have it because how many trucks have you guys got? Oh, we've got six. Ah, we've got eight, The last two are empty, but it's just to show how rich we are, So, I mean, it's nothing like it was. I'm just glad that we came up in a day where rock and roll was as big as it will ever get. And it will never be that big again. And sadly to say, but I'm just glad I was there to watch it and see it all go down and be a part of it,
The 80s were amazing to me. It was the
Incredible.
best time in music since the
Absolutely,
60s.
absolutely best time in music,
Yeah, there were
And
so many great bands.
never to be seen again, unfortunately, unless I'm completely wrong, and I don't think I am. Everything will have to go back to the way it was,
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about? I know you got to get going. You got a show to
Just
do
yeah,
tonight.
just excited, man. It's gonna be a great, great, great new year, and God bless everybody out there, and I hope all your dreams come true, and I hope you all stay healthy and keep coming to the shows, man. And remember, there's only one Jack Russell's Great White.
That's right.
That's right.
Thanks, man, for
You're
giving us the
welcome.
time tonight.
No problem.
Appreciate
My
you.
pleasure, man.
All
Thank you.
right. This is Rockman Rocks signing off.